Hello.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. My name is Lulu, and I was calling to speak with the owner of Pulse Boys Roofing and Construction.
This is.
All right. How are you this afternoon, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good, thank you. Yep, doing very good. I appreciate you asking, by the way. The reason I was reaching out to you this afternoon, I'm with a company. My name is Lulu. The company here is Local Splash. We are a premier Google channel partner, a data service provider to Google and Bing. And I wanted to speak with you about a position we had become available on the first page of Google for your keyword searches there for roofing contractors. So that's what I was calling you. Okay. Yeah. Are you familiar with the first page of Google, the local map section?
No.
Okay.
Someone just called me the other day, or not the other day, earlier from, I don't remember what company he said he was from, but he said they were, like affiliates with Google as well, and, tried to sell me on this big whole thing. I'm like, dude, I'm in the middle of a job right now. So I hung up, and then he called back. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going with you guys. I told you I'm busy, and now you're just fucking me.
Oh, my
God. You know what I mean?
Did he? That's so disrespectful.
Yeah. So
I'm
pulling up to a customer's house right now. I got to go. So I hung up, and then he calls back. He goes, oh, I don't know what happened. I got disconnected or something.
He's
I go, yeah, I hung up on you. I told you. I'm like, dude, I'm not interested in your freaking...
Push.
What are you trying to sell me, dude?
And your push.
Yeah, yeah.
Your disrespect, right?
Yeah,
oh, my
exactly.
God. I get it. I totally get that. Oh, man. Yeah, there's some pretty off-the-wall people out there doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They don't. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're not like that. We've been in business for, oh, my gosh, 20 years now working directly with Google. In December, it'll be 20 years.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a few years under our belt here. How long have you been in business so far?
Since May.
Oh, so you're new. Wow, congratulations.
Yep.
Beautiful. Oh, my God. Now, did you say you were not quite familiar with the first page? Because if not, I'd like to explain.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm familiar with Google, but I don't know what the first page is or whatever.
Okay. I'll give you a little example. It's just as if you went on your phone, okay, on Google, and you put on there, let's say you're on a job far away, okay, and you're doing a roofing job and you need to find a supply house. So you go on your phone, you put roofing supply houses near me, and a little map pops up, and below that are two or three top recommended.
Okay.
You done that before? Or
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Now that's exactly how this would work for you. Within your service radius, and your customers out there are on Google and they're looking, you know, they need some roofing done or some gutters or any of the services you provide. So when they're looking for those services, your company will pop up above your company. And boy, you do a lot of great stuff. My God. So any of those services you provide, you want to list it all so that way when your clients are looking for those services, your company's going to pop right up. Okay? Your clients see everything about you, and they call you directly. It's an unlimited call service. So, yeah, you generate a lot of good paying clients that way. I can assure you that.
Right.
So, how far do you travel for new potential clients there, like in a mile radius?
The farthest I'm willing to travel, because I mean, I've been in the union for 8 years, and I'm trying to get out and get in my own because I was sick of driving like an hour and a half away, working 8 hours a day, and then driving an hour and a half home. The farthest I'm willing to drive, because I got two little ones at home, is probably like the most, that's also what pushed me to get out there and try to start something for myself so we could have something, they could have something to look forward to. That's my goal, is to get big enough that they could just get right in after high school and kind of just take over.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
my goal is to get it big enough to where they don't have to worry.
And
I'm not going to make it so they just spoil brats and they get handed the company and this and that. They're going to work their ass off for it, best believe that. But
Yeah, I just wanted to have something, you know, of my own and something, you know, that the family could potentially, you know, keep going and see where it goes.
Oh, good for you. Okay, good deal. Wow, that's awesome. So, so that would be like, what would you do? Like a 20-mile radius, a 30-mile perhaps?
I'd say probably 40 miles is probably 40? The most I'd go.
Okay. Are you 50, picking up
50,
any?
Yeah, we'll do 50.
Yeah? Not a problem. And how about the commercial end? Are you doing anything there?
I'm not yet. I'm trying to branch out and do that. So as of right now, I'm still in the roofers union. I'm in the commercials roofers union. So I can't do a whole lot of commercial stuff without getting myself in trouble with the contract that I'm in with the union. So I can do commercial work. I just can't bid on commercial work that other union companies are bidding on. So I can't take work from union companies. So as far as repairs and stuff, that's fine. But I would like to bid. I would like to eventually get to the commercial side because you know, that's obviously where the bigger money is.
Okay. Okay. Very good. All right. Well, here's the thing. If we list you for the commercial as well, okay, you can cherry pick the job. You know, you can find out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So. So you don't get yourself in trouble, which is awesome.
Yeah, so if it's like a smaller job, unions don't really, you know, they're doing big schools and they're doing colleges and such like that. Little garages or maybe like a small apartment building, that'd be fine.
Okay, no problem. Now, I'm so sorry, what is your first name?
Dante.
Dante, good to meet you, Dante. What's Dante? Is there a partnership? No, huh?
I'm the sole, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so because you're brand new in business, okay, you qualify for the lowered rate program, okay? So also, I sent it over to my director already. His name is Paul. He's got it. Oh, he has it pulled up. Yeah, let me grab Paul. He's going to pull up more details for you. I think you're going to be really happy. And the pricing, and then we'll go from there. Hang on.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think you're going to be happy. I really am.
Hold on 1 second. My woman's calling me. I want to make sure the kids are all right. Stay right on the line. I'll switch over.
I will.
Hi, Dante.
He's
holding there.
He put us on
my
hold.
Paul.
Hold on, Paul.
Yeah.
He's got a call from his wife. He said to hold on. Don't go away.
Okay. I got you.
I'm going to go. Okay?
Yep.
Okay, bye.